Antimiranthasya Jananjananshalakaya Chakshurangiritan Jaina Tasai Shri Gurudevana Shri Chaitanya Manobhistham Sthapitam Mena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katal Maitham Tathati Chaparantika. Thank you very much for taking part in today's program here, organized by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, of which the founder and acharya, or principal teacher, was His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The teaching of Krishna Consciousness is universal, because this consciousness is present within the heart of every living being. Every living being is eternal by nature. Every living being is by nature joyful. And every living being is by nature full of knowledge. But in our present condition, our knowledge is depleted. Our eternity is compromised. And our joyful nature is impinged on by so many difficulties. In the material world, I'm thinking that I'm this body. I'm thinking I'm American because I was born in America, or I'm British or German or Indian or whatever. I'm thinking that I'm white or that I'm black, that I'm thin or fat or short or tall or young or old. That means I'm thinking in terms of the body. Because it's the body that's born in a certain country, body that's a certain size and a certain color. But the Bhagavad Gita, the essential wisdom book of our tradition, begins by asserting that we're not the body. That the body is a temporary covering for the Atma, which means the soul or consciousness within the body. At one time we have a child's body, then we get a young person's body, old person's body. But we're the same person. I don't wake up one day and say, I'm actually the guy next door. I'm continuously the same person. But my body is continuously changing. Scientists say every few years all the cells have been replaced. But the first point of knowledge, Vedic wisdom, is that I'm not this body. And when I understand that I'm not the body, when I understand that I'm really a spiritual spark of consciousness, at once I get freed from so many anxieties. When I think that I'm this body, then there's so many troubles with this body. It's not the right size, it's not the right shape, it's not the right age, it's feeling this way or feeling that way. When I know that I'm not the body, I'm liberated from all those limiting conditions of the body. Even the mind is not myself. The mind is a tool that enables me to choose, to decide, to look at things this way, look at things that way. But it's not my mind, it's my mind. So the soul is higher than the body, higher than the mind. And it's that soul which is eternal, that soul which is blissful by nature, and that soul which is by nature full of knowledge. So the process of Krishna consciousness is the process of bringing ourselves from the platform of the body to the platform of the soul. From thinking about the body, thinking of everything in terms of the body, or thinking in terms of the soul. If you think about it, we've all converged on Washington, D.C. today, because this is our country, and we love our country. But over in the next country, they converge on a different way, different day, and they say, we love our country. And in another country, we love our country. But my identification with my country is temporary. I was born in a particular country, but that's the bodily platform. The soul is not American. I can't say I have an American soul, or a Peruvian soul, or a Mexican soul, or a Canadian soul, or a British soul. The soul is eternal, and if it's eternal, it's not always in this one life. According to the Bhagavad Gita, as we travel from childhood to boyhood, or youth, old age, so we travel again to another body, another lifetime. And we've been doing that since time immemorial. Looking at it that way, my life in America is just a flash. Another life I may be in another country, another life in another country. But I'm focused on America or Peru or Colombia or Britain or Spain or Australia. And I'm forgetting my real relationship, which is with God or Krishna. My relationship with my country is temporary. My relationship with the Supreme or with God is eternal. So the purpose of our little circle here is to focus our attention not on our country, but on God. Country, that's fine. There's enough going on to celebrate the country. There's never enough going on to celebrate our eternal relationship with Krishna, or to celebrate our natural identity as eternal parts of Krishna. The business of the part is to serve the whole. Even on the bodily platform, if I'm American, I should serve America. But on the spiritual platform, if I'm part of God, then I should serve God. When we revive that God consciousness or Krishna consciousness, then we become free from illusion. Then we become free from anxiety. Then we see things in their real perspective. We see that actually Krishna or God is the supreme owner of everything. That he's the supreme enjoyer of everything. Because the person who owns something is the person who has the natural right to enjoy it. And that Krishna is the supreme friend of every living being. Now we're claiming, this is mine. This is my country. These are my resources. This is my this. This is my that. And if I can get more and make it mine also, that's better still. But nothing is mine. Everything belongs to Krishna. Everything belongs to God. Before I came here, my house wasn't mine, my car wasn't mine, my iPod wasn't mine, my husband or wife wasn't mine, my family wasn't mine. And when I leave, none of it will be mine. So how do I say this is mine now? Actually, everything belongs to Krishna, and I also belong to Krishna. When we cultivate that Krishna consciousness, that eternal understanding, then we become joyful beyond any material conception. Then we develop knowledge which is genuine knowledge. Then we actually exist on the eternal platform beyond birth and death. It's the body which dies. Inevitably, the one who is born, death is certain. And the Bhagavad Gita says that for one who dies, birth is certain. It's not a question of belief or religion. It's a question of understanding. We have our books like Bhagavad Gita as it is, and many other books which are on display in different tents here in the campus. And I'm just speaking for a few minutes, but these books have a vast treasure of knowledge. You can look at it and see what for yourself what you think, what ideas you find there, what insights, what understanding. Otherwise, apart from the philosophy, apart from the books, this chanting of Hare Krishna gives direct experience of spiritual happiness and spiritual taste, it revives our natural Krishna consciousness. So we invite you to take this mantra wherever you go. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The chanting is universal, non-sectarian, public, there's no charge, there's no secret for this mantra. And you'll see for yourself how it changes our consciousness. Millions of people have experienced it simply by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra. Their lives become sublime. The program will be going on, so please take advantage, sit and be comfortable and enjoy the presentation. Wander around and see the books and other things that we have for you. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.